Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yep, all those personal branding and presentation skills folks have done a good job. Thanks to them, we have a sea of animated, articulate content creators out there. Especially the young generation of leaders who know that if you don't stand out, you're irrelevant. So, how do we make that big jump between being a solid, good communicator and a persona who has a signature style? Two of my fave strategies. First up, find a lane and stay in it. Again, let's use Scott Galloway as an example. In his company's pitch meetings, others would provide the analysis and recommendations, and then Galloway would be the closer. He would just rant at people and swing for the fences by telling the big boss they were wrong. Why did folks love it? Because one, he did this after the analysis, so the rant didn't happen in a vacuum, and two, what he did rarely happened. It was seen as a breath of fresh air. Again, a killer alternative to all the corporate speak. It was seen as needed. This right here is why we have to set up the environment, know our place in that ecosystem, and stay there. Second up, take some risk. Relative to the point above was some extra calculation. Now, a lot of us do this visually, especially those with a signature look. Great first step. We're talking next level here. Let's continue with Scott Galloway. Did you read that part in the article where he dressed up in a kilt and a sword? Yeah, that was risky, and here's why it worked. It was just another demonstration of his persona as an alpha male showman. He didn't go off brand here. He just demonstrated that in a different space, which got, you guessed it, attention. It was an opportunity for everyone to gasp and say, "Whoa, didn't see that coming." Attention is the jet fuel for momentum. So think about how you can create those reactions while also staying consistent. Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts to this journey. But we can lay the groundwork, and a cool persona is something that we can start on immediately. And worst case scenario, even if you don't reach the stars, you'll be influential with your expanding fan base. That's not a bad alternative. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.